Myth number two. Members of the Christian church are all of those who mentally assent to specific key doctrines of the church. This sounds pretty good, but it does seem to err by making Christian faith simply a matter of knowledge or knowing certain things about God.
Yeah, I think that's why it's stated in such a kind of a bald way. Mentally assent to specific key doctrines. If that's all this is a matter of mental assent, then we're missing something. We're missing faith. Because faith is not basically knowledge. And this is as good a point in this series to make this point. It's been implicit in some of the things that we've said before. But we need to take it on here head on. Saving faith is essentially trust. It is receiving what God has to give. Jesus, when he has to talk about faith in the Gospels, he's always comparing it to a receiving. Faith is like eating the bread of life. It's like drinking the water of life. When you eat, when you drink, you do not create the thing that you are receiving into your body. You're not even improving on it by eating or drinking it. You're receiving it, and so it benefits you. Luther said, faith is like the sack into which the Lord pours all of his blessings for us. So what makes a Christian, and therefore what makes one a member of the church, is not amassing a lot of knowledge, but rather receiving the righteousness of Christ by faith. If it was a matter of amassing knowledge, that could become another work that people might try to do to impress God.
Well, then sort this out, because, of course, Scripture does exhort us both to faith and to knowledge. In fact, even refers sometimes to faith as the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. How do we sort it out?
Well, sometimes the Scriptures use the term know in various ways. When it said Adam knew his wife, that doesn't mean he was acquainted with her. The same way, when God says, you alone have I known, Israel, among all the people of the earth, he's not simply saying that he knew about their existence. The word know, or talking about faith as the knowledge of Christ, means a appropriation of him. It means a relationship with him. See, this temptation to make faith out to be knowledge can be very, very strong.